Live around Australia on SEN, Cricket Mourns Again, an Andrew Symonds tribute.
Andrew Symonds has it! And what a way to get it! A maiden Test Match 100 for a dream entertainer. That is a catch that only a special fieldsman can pull off.
Smashed. And that's a lovely hit. Andrew Symonds doesn't need to run because that boundary also gets him his 50.
Oh, geez, playing well. That's four boundaries in this over. And this time, Shoaib Akhtar's the man who's picking the ball up from the boundary. He had no chance. That could well be it. That will be it. That is a brilliant one-day 100 for Andrew Symonds. His first for Australia, and no wonder he gets a big hug from Ian Harvey.
It's on target, it's going down. Oh, it's a six. Well, there's power for you. He's picked that one up, and it's gone about a metre or two over the boundary, and only 10 metres to the right-hand side of the fieldsman there, off the middle of the bat. Andrew Symonds. And he's hit that straight down the ground. That's a great hit. Oh, that's a beauty. That has gone all the way for six. And what a crisp hit it was too. Andrew Symonds is taking the Pakistanis to pieces.
Yes, Andrew Symonds, the Australian batting hero.
Audio of the great Andrew Symonds, who sadly passed away last night, aged only 46. In a single car accident just outside Townsville. You are listening to SEN's tribute to Andrew Symonds, another cricketing great. We're mourning again. As I said earlier, that's three recently. I think enough's enough, cricket gods. Rod Marsh, Shane Warne, and now, of course, Andrew Symonds. He played 26 tests. In my opinion, as a humble fourth-grade cricketer who just loves his cricket, not enough test matches, 198 ODIs, two World Cups, and a lot of people around the world this morning describing this man as one of the great larrikins and just a fair dinkum good Aussie bloke. In fact, Ian Smith from our sister station SENZ in New Zealand, our colleague over there, and of course, former cricketer, he had this to say about Andrew Symonds a short time ago.
Someone that in rugby probably is similar style of personality and the way that they played the game. I think of Carlos Spencer, to be perfectly honest, like a guy that just went out there and just wanted to play the game and play it like he did as a school kid and didn't have any real structure about him, just went out and entertained as much as he could.
Yeah, he was, you know, as I said, he just had that X factor, or it might have been an XY factor in his case, that just made him slightly different to everyone else. But Marshy, there's some great footage, I think, of him tackling a streaker in a game of cricket, and I'm not sure he actually levelled him in the end. I think the guy got away, but he chased him quite a long way across the field just to absolutely nail him, and that was a no-no. I mean, you were always instructed back in those days, if a streaker came on the park or whatever, just let him do his thing and let the official sort it out. Don't go anywhere near them. But not him. I mean, he bucked the system from time to time. Saw him in the Caribbean having a great time, over there and during a World Cup. He was just, man, he just had something about him. And one of the world's biggest fans of fishing. It's a great story of him and Matthew Hayden, where they were out fishing. They went fishing a lot together, both Queenslanders. And he saved Matthew Hayden's life. Matthew Hayden, for all intents and purposes, I think the boat capsized and he was a goner, and Simon saved him. There's some wonderful stories about Andrew Symonds, a lot of humour about him as well. I think there's a story about him when he was on a tour, I think one of his first tours to overseas, and I think the story goes that his roommate came in and he was writing his name on the label inside his shirt, and the guy said, "What are you doing that for?" He said, "Well, when it goes to the laundry, how are they going to tell, you know, there's so many Aussie shirts going in, how are they going to tell what's yours and what's mine and what's everyone else's?" He said, "Well, you look on the back, your name's there. So, he's a ripping guy, you know, and always a subject of conversation. But anyone that played against him knew they were in for something, one hell of a fight, because he could take you apart, as the base and reserve that day was quite evident. And that wasn't the only time he did it.
No, that's a great story, and I'm sure there's plenty more, mate, that probably can't be told on radio, so we'll leave it there.
Actually, Marshy, I was just thinking of another one there, and I thought, no, maybe not.
Not surprised here, mate. Don't worry about that. We won't tell any of yours and mine either, so we'll move on to the rugby.
No.
Last night you were there. The Blues dismantled, I guess, to a degree, the Reds. Are they the real deal, mate, do you think?
Well, I think they are if you let them, Marshy. I think if you make enough mistakes, as the Reds did last night, if you cough up possession in the wrong areas of the park, they'll make you pay, because their confidence in attack now and their support play and it's just a willingness to try things is really at a high level. So if you let them, they'll run over the top of you as they did last night. I mean, I wouldn't say they're a brilliantly organised defensive system. I mean, every time Queensland had an opportunity, I think they got down there four with genuine opportunities and they cashed in every time. So it wasn't like they were absolutely standout brilliant on both sides of the game. But what I did see is a great atmosphere around the Blues squad. You know, you've got a coaching...
There's Ian Smith on SENZ a little earlier talking about... Roy Symons. We're going to go to a break very shortly. Our tribute continues live from Suncorp Stadium. We're going to have Damien Fleming joining us real soon, and also Ian Healy, as we remember the life of Roy here on SEN.